and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge says he hopes to rule today on California's lawsuit against the administration's deployment of National Guardsmen to Los Angeles. CBS's Elise Preston says those troops are being reinforced.
U.S. Marines are getting ready to join the thousands of National Guard troops the Trump administration called in to protect federal buildings and personnel in Los Angeles as anti-ICE protests continue.
U.S. Senator Alex Padilla was shoved out of a press conference being held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in L.A.
We will hold this administration accountable.
At least 240 people have died in the crash of an Air India jet bound for London. Popular online services were down today, says CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It's not just one little thing like someone tripping over a power cord or something like that. It tends to be that some important system has either had a problem or is being attacked.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Baldwin says Wisconsinites will lose health care if the Republican bill passes the Senate. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Senator Baldwin said, quote, "Republicans' plan is simple. Cut benefits for working Americans so that the wealthiest Americans and big corporations can get richer. My phones have been ringing off the hook from Wisconsinites who are terrified their health care coverage is on the chopping block, and now we see just how many of our neighbors are in jeopardy," end quote. The Republicans' plan includes changes to the Medicaid program designed to kick eligible Americans off their health care, with a new report showing an estimated 148,000 Wisconsinites would lose their Medicaid benefits. The Republican plan would also allow the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which save Americans on average $700 each year on their coverage, to expire, jacking up the cost of coverage and putting insurance out of reach for over 110,000 Wisconsin families. In Wisconsin, over 1.2 million are enrolled in Medicaid. About 1 in 3 children in both Wisconsin's rural and metro communities have Medicaid coverage. Over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care.
There's a DOT meeting in Portage County next week to discuss possible changes to US 10. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding a public involvement meeting to discuss options for US 10 from Old Highway 18 to County J. This stretch of road starts near the Quick Trip at the intersection of I-39 and Highway 10, along Old Highway 18 to County J near Custer. The meeting is June 18th at Bannock Elementary School in Stevens Point at 5 p.m. They'll have a brief presentation at 5:15 and an open house format following. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 4-game series at home tonight against the Cardinals. On the mound from Milwaukee, making his major league debut, is Jacob Mizorowski. 6'7", a fastball that's been clocked at 103 miles per hour, was drafted by the Brewers 3 years ago. Meanwhile, veteran pitcher Aaron Savalier has now reportedly been asked to be traded after the Brewers reassigned him to the bullpen this week. NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a cloudy sky. Low tonight, low 50s. High tomorrow, low 70s. Slight rain chances for the weekend, highs into the 70s. Temps start to warm up into next week as highs jump into the 80s. Currently, it's 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what a night. It's Thursday, folks. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays. I've had to clear my throat about 7,000 times today. I'll try to keep that to a minimum here tonight. Welcome. We have a great show tonight. It's another overcast summer night. What is happening? We've got issues with the... Folks, if you're watching on the stream, all hell is breaking loose already. There we go. Conrad Krieger is the man. Can we? I got to get this chair out of here. Look at that. That's going to be the Jenna Watkins chair. You can sit there. Hey, however you're joining us tonight, it's great to have you. Whether you're on the old-fashioned radio and you got the family gathered around, dad's got his pipe, mom's got her apron on, the kids are arguing, make them listen to the radio. It's good, clean fun. Or if you're on the app or the stream, it's great to have you here for Nightlight, folks. We hope we can help you wind down tonight. We are getting closer to a summer weekend. And... Conrad's got a big bash plan this weekend. He's going to go to Milwaukee and see a comedian that uses foul language. I don't approve of that. But
yes, that's true.
And I get the sense that you're only going because he uses foul language.
Yes.
Have you fallen for that? Like, this is really funny because I can't believe he said that, or what?
Yeah, it's a type of comedian that you're like, wow, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
That was bad, but hilarious.
But in a good way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. Lots of fun stuff on the show tonight. We got a great question, great guests. This is exciting. At 6:35 tonight, my pal Jenna Watkins is here. She is Miss Turtle Creek, formerly Miss Harbor Cities, and she is competing in the Miss Wisconsin contest. So she's kind of making the rounds this week, and she added Nightlight to her list. So it will be lovely to have her here. She's a wonderful person. We're going to talk about, she's going to make the popcorn pick of the week too, Conrad. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I left that out, but that's so here's what we got. We got like three guests all wrapped up into one Jenna. We've got Jenna's going to come on and make the popcorn pick of the week. Then we're going to talk about the Miss Wisconsin competition. I was not eligible again this year.
Sorry about that.
I know. You believe that? Always a bridesmaid. And then she also, her day job is cybersecurity. So we're going to talk to her about some cybersecurity things. This, I just outlined like a whole mini series. We only have her for a few minutes, but we'll get it all covered. And that's at 6:35. Jenna will be in studio here. And then, this is exciting too, at 7:20, Danny Bem, I'm saying that right, correct, Conrad?
Yeah.
Is going to be here. He is a Papa Murphy's pizza owner. I think he owns a shop in West Bend, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound right as well?
That sounds right.
All right. We are banging on all cylinders. And he's going to be here in the studio. Well, right outside the studio. I think there might be fire code issues.
Yes.
Because you wouldn't even let me light a cigar with Norm a couple weeks ago. Conrad was like the cigar police.
Well, you know, you don't want that smell. You know, John Mino and Jim Schmidt, they'd have a fit.
Morning and,
so.
And Ralph when they smell that. But we won't be cooking pizza in The studio, if you are listening, fire department will be right outside making Papa Murphy's pizzas on the grill. How fun does that sound?
You know, and you can all see it if you join the stream, Facebook, yeah. YouTube, or Twix.
There you go.
And you can watch it live on the radio.
Wouldn't it be funny if Danny was here and he made the pizza on the grill, but then he wouldn't let us try any?
He's like, all right, guys, it's $18 a slice.
I got to make my overhead here. I can't be just shelling out pizza to anybody who walks past. So I assume we'll get a little taste test. I purposely arranged my eating schedule today so I could have gelato and pizza. And that's a great, a healthy meal. So that'll be fun.
That's very healthy.
All kinds of fun stuff happening here tonight. We had a surprise visit from Todd Michaels, who will be here during the pizza segment. And Todd Alba, the Todds, were here. So, yeah. Neither one of them like me personally, but I think they respect the show, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice, a nice surprise to see Todd Alba up north here in Green Bay. He'll be doing his show from here tomorrow. I will be guesting on that show as well. Always fun to join Todd on the air.
How are you going to bring it? Because Todd always brings it for this show. So how are you going to bring it?
Well, I think if I eat gelato on the show... something that doesn't serve me?
you just bring in like four cups? All right, let's get this started.
I know. I got to find something to do because the last time I was on Todd's show, I was in Madison doing my show from there. And I just barely got there in time. I got on the air. So he's raised the bar. There's no question about that.
I mean, you could wear a tutu.
Wear a tutu. I could get a bottle of whiskey. And a cigar and a cowboy hat like Todd had on, or I could go to a landmark here in Green Bay.
Yeah. You could do it live from my house. I think that's a landmark.
Live from Conrad's apartment. I'll have my feet up on the coffee table. And you know what I would do? I would pull a Dwight from the office. Like when you did the StreamYard from your apartment and I'm there, I would get out of your bed and I would be naked and you'd be like, hey, what the?
You're not invited.
I think it'd be better to be in the studio, but I will find something to do to make Todd stay here in Wisconsin or in Green Bay fun. And he's been here before. Todd's no stranger to downtown GB, baby. All right. So we got a really fun question. I'm excited to get this. I think people are going to have fun with this tonight. Let's go to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. You know what I just realized? That's not really a question the way I have it phrased, but I put a question mark at the end of it.
Yeah.
So I have to, if I were to read that properly, I would say, name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. It's kind of weird, but you get the picture, folks. Let us know who, and there's a few, I have several. Mark Wahlberg, one of them. I get that he's
really
ripped. Great. He's not a bad actor. I don't understand how he's as big as he is.
Okay.
But he's not my number one. My number one is, and a lot of people have already addressed this on social media, I don't get the Kardashians. I do not get, I mean, I know what propelled their careers, and it was a little something I like to call SEX on VIDEO. So, and then, you know, their dad was OJ's lawyer. There's really nothing, in my opinion, likable about the Kardashians. I can't find, they influence so many people. Luckily, my daughter sidestepped the whole Kardashian thing. She didn't understand it. And it's just, I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, they've had tons of plastic surgery. So if it's just a physical thing, it's like, okay, well, anybody could look like that. You know, if you want to chisel your face or pay for surgery on various things, I have calf implants. I don't care. That's a joke, Conrad.
Sorry.
But seriously, I don't understand their fame. They're not necessarily talented.
I don't think they're talented at all.
But I'm trying to be objective here as best I can. I don't find them entertaining. Some people obviously do, or they just need a time waster. I don't get it, but they are my celebrities that I don't understand their fame. Who are yours? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app or on the stream. Just get a hold of us either way you can, and we will read your text on the radio, folks. That'll be very exciting. Conrad, I want you to think about this question, and I want you to give me your answer. But first, I'm going to read this, and then I want to know who you think.
All right.
And I know you're not going to say Adam Sandler, so take that off the board.
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't played yet, folks, you have one more day to play Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. It's great fun. All our contests are fun, and they keep getting more and more popular, and this one is no exception. You just get the keyword, and you text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text in the keyword off the app. That's the kicker. You have to use the app. Text in the keyword, and you will be eligible to win $100 or Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets. That's every hour that you play. And you'll also be eligible to join the race for the grand prize. We have two grand prizes, a trip to Door County or a trip to Baraboo, both lovely places in our state. And we are even throwing in gas money. I don't know about diesel. We have to look into diesel.
Yeah, we might have to look into that.
I just think it's something, you know, if someone calls and says, hey, you know, I'm driving my 18-wheeler to the chateau in Door County, that might not work. But we'll figure it out, folks. Anyway. We are throwing in gas money. Two beautiful trips. I would take either one. I've been to Door County several times. I've only been to Baraboo like twice, but it's absolutely gorgeous there. You have one more day. Tomorrow is your final day, so get in on the fun. Text in off the app at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m. Text in the keyword, and you will be all set. Good luck, everybody. Conrad, what is your... give me a celebrity. You don't understand their fame.
I don't know if you'll know this person, but you might because your son is around my age.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Fred?
Well, one Fred, just Fred? Is this Annoying Orange, one of those yes. type of characters? Okay.
He had a really high-pitched voice, and for some reason that got him famous.
Oh, yes, and I know who Fred is.
He had like a huge YouTube channel and somehow got his own like sitcom and movie on Nickelodeon as well. And when I was a kid, I thought it was annoying.
Yeah, that's weird. It's interesting you went that route, though, because I would say, like, YouTube people, their fame seems so fleeting. But the fact that he got a movie out of it is pretty strange. Whatever happened to him?
I think he's still doing, like, TikTok or something like that. Really? But
I see Todd Michaels hanging out, loitering over in the corner there. Does he have a celebrity? Or did he already text in on the... Let me see if Todd's got... Sometimes Todd plays along on the social media. Oh, yeah, here he is. He commented on Friendster. Todd, you have a celebrity you don't quite understand why they're famous or they're...
Got to spend some time thinking about that.
Okay, we'll get back to you. I didn't mean to make you work when you're just here hanging out, but you are in the producer booth where Todd feels most at home, no doubt. All right, so let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-SIVIC. I have not had a driving issue in quite a while. On my way down here, but what? Listen, this drives me nuts. And you drive all the time, Todd. You commute from, I almost said Omaha, Oshkosh. A cop has already pulled someone over. All right, the lights are going. Everybody's going along at like 75 miles an hour, you know, pretty good clip. And they hit the brakes. The cop is not going to be writing a ticket and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can go. I'm going after that guy. He's already got the guy. Don't slow down. And you're going the speed. We're going 75 and a 70. Like, I don't know what. It's like America's guilty conscience. Everybody's just like, I'm doing something wrong. I better slow down. You know, it drives me nuts. So what did you just tell me, Conrad?
Fred?
No, not that. You just gave me some kind of hand signal or something. You gave me the bunt sign or something. Was that the 2 minute thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
30 seconds ago.
I know what that means. 30 seconds ago. I have to say, too, I've been watching this show. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, Line of Duty. It is so good. It's a British show, and it's a cop show, and it's about like internal affairs in Great Britain, and it is outstanding. There are 36 episodes total. I think I wrote about this in the Beats a couple weeks ago because I had just started watching it, but I cannot recommend this show enough. It's got five or six seasons. They're all like four or five episodes per season. Well acted. And they always throw a twist at you. It never necessarily goes where you kind of think it will. But the show is so good, even if they go in that direction, you're like, I'm okay with this. But they always twist it up. It's great. It's a great show. Line of Duty. You can catch it on Hulu. Jenna Watkins is here. We're talking Miss Wisconsin at 6:35. Our pal... Our soon-to-be pal, Danny Bem, will be here at 7:20. We're making pizza, folks. You got to stick around. Let us know. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shiny.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's time for the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and the Rafters heading over to Wausau for the second time this season. They have taken on the Woodchucks in two other games earlier in the year, but they split this season series so far, 1-1, looking to take the lead in the season series. The Rafters heading into this one, they've won three games in a row. They are hot right now, coming off an off day yesterday. They're also well rested and ready to go. Taking a look at that last game, there was a 12-9 victory over the Lakeshore Chinooks, where they scored those 12 runs on 16 hits thanks to six separate multi-hit performances from the players in the game. And the Rafters are feeling good about it. The Woodchucks, they won five against Fond du Lac and had some big games from the bats there, but really the pitching stood out, and as it has all season for the Woodchucks. Taking a look at the pitching matchup real quick, it's going to be Nolan Bernard, the righty for the Woodchucks, who makes his first start despite having a couple of appearances earlier in the season, both out of the bullpen. He has been lights out. No earned runs over seven innings pitched, looking to keep that going. But the guy on the mound for the Rafters, he's also been good, and it's one of the favorite stories that we've had to tell this season. Kenny Schultz, the left-hander, he was perfect into the fifth inning of his last start back on June 6th. He's had a few days to rest up, and he's ready to go here on a rainy day in Wausau. The Rafters taking on the Woodchucks at 6:35 p.m. We've got just about 12 minutes until first pitch here, but we've got a loaded up pregame show for you. Going to be going ahead and chat with Noah Marski, yesterday's starting pitcher, talk his start to the season, what he's seen in this year's team and to last year's team as well. Got a bunch of good stuff with him lined up. And then, of course, later after that, we're going to be breaking down starting lineups and a little more in-depth about the starting pitchers. That all comes up next here on the 5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFH. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me as our pregame interview guest of the night, it's Noah Marschke. And Noah, you went 5 innings strong yesterday, and we're able to kind of extend the game out, allow the bullpen to just have, you know, 1 inning from each guy, and your second start of the season, maybe not quite the ending that you would have liked, but still a strong start from you, and it's been a strong start to the year. You know, kind of looking back at things, you were here last year for a little bit, so the fans got to know you a little bit, but back here for a little longer now at the start of the season, when you kind of look between last year's team and this year's teams, what are the biggest differences that you've noticed?
I would say the biggest differences are, I would say most guys really want to be here and compete this year. Last year we were just kind of had a lot of guys coming in and out, and now we got a really good core set of guys that are here, and they just love to get after it. So it's been great so far.
Well, first collegiate season finished up, so you had a chance to run it back now with a little bit more experience. What did you kind of take away from this past Madison?
I learned a lot. I kind of grew into who I am as a baseball player and as a person, and I think it's been helping me so far this summer. Some big takeaways, just throwing strikes, attacking hitters, and never backing down and always having that competitive edge. So those are some things I picked up while I was in Madison over the spring.
Well, obviously, it was a little bit different than the Northwoods League Summer League, and, you know, a couple guys, you know, rotating in and out, but collegiate season, it's kind of, you know, go, go, go from the get-go. How was that experience for you? Did you enjoy it? Oh, it was, what was kind of your...
The school ball season, it was definitely a grind at first. JUCO, you know, we're playing practicing a lot of hours and putting a lot of effort into it, a lot of time. And, you know, once it gets to that spring season and you're playing, it's a lot of fun. You bonded with these guys over the last 4 months, and you just get to go out and compete with the dudes you love, and it was a great time. Tournament time is always my favorite time of the year, no matter where I'm playing, because competitive nature is just awesome, and competitive atmosphere is where I thrive. So I would say that's my favorite part of the year, and yeah.
Hey, well, looking back at last season in the Northwoods League, you had, I think it was 3 appearances for the Rafters. You've already had 2 this year, and obviously going to be getting some more. And when you look at, you know, what you're hoping to do this season versus what you had a chance to accomplish at the end of last season, what's kind of the difference there?
Last year, coming in out of high school, I was just honestly, I was expecting to get my doors blown up. I was expecting guys to just hit bombs off me, and I didn't have a whole lot of high expectations. And you know, I did solid for myself last year, I would say, and I think that gave me confidence. And now this year, I really want to, you know, make a push to be dominant in this league, and you know, make myself known by all teams, and sort of go out there and, you know, show up and do what I do. So yeah, I just think I have more confidence now, and I have higher expectations for myself this year.
Well, when you look at the first 2 starts of the season for you, I think it was 4 innings in your first appearance and 5 innings in your last one. That's a lot better than the start of the season that a couple of the other pitchers have had innings-wise, maybe not earned runs, but it still hasn't been a bad start for you. But just being able to extend the games, I think, is such an important thing, and it's something that Ziggy has been talking about quite a bit, being glad that he was able to use his pitchers when he wants to, especially out of the bullpen. What is it for you that allowed you to kind of extend those first 2 outings for you immediately, right off the bat?
You know, just making sure you're taking care of your arm is a really big thing. Not overdoing it, making sure you're resting, recovery, all that stuff. And then another thing is just being a competitor. If something goes sideways, just got to relax and remember that you're out there for a reason, and just got to attack guys and, yeah, make them hit the ball. So just make sure you're being efficient and getting through those 4 or 5 innings, whatever Coach Ziggy needs from us, you know, we get that job done. So I think that's what's helped me, is just making sure I'm really careful with recovery and just going out and being a competitive bulldog on the mound. So.
Well, that's all I've got for you. Anything else you want to add?
Mm-hmm. I got nothing else.
All right, sounds good. Well, that's going to do it for our pregame interview then. A big thanks to Noah Marschke for joining us. We're going to go ahead and take a more from the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chuck Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape, so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, we are just moments away from Wausau, Wisconsin, as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters get ready to go for their first of 2 games back-to-back against the Woodchucks. The Woodchucks heading to Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow, but today we are at Wausau. So,
First pitch about on the way. The starting pitcher, Nolan Bernard, for the Woodchucks. He comes from South Florida, a guy who really looked pretty good there. 4.91 ERA, a 1.23 whip in 16 appearances for South Florida. He's looked good. The starting lineup for the Rafters, Mason Onati leads off with Noah Ruiz behind him. Ashton Zacher bats third. Eric Parker bats cleanup. Matt Pinal, fifth. Hiroto Kobayashi bats sixth. Chris Diaz bats seventh. Costin, eighth. And Spencer Davis, ninth. First pitch on the way at 6:35 p.m., and it's a little low for ball number one. So it's a rainy night here in Wausau, and rain's been coming down for, well, now, but it's not hard enough where they've got to stop the game, thankfully, as the 1-0 count is popped foul and reaches the stands out of play to bring it 1-1. Mason Onati, the left-handed hitter, leading off against the pitcher on the mound, and a righty on the mound in Bernard, who has started off on fire this season in the Northwoods League. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned runs allowed. The 1-1 count misses low for ball 2 to Onati. On deck, Noah Ruiz. In the hole, Ashton Zacher. That's the batter's due up for the Rafters this inning. Rafters riding a 3-game win streak into this one as that pitch misses inside to bring it 3-1. And the last time that the Rafters were here was early in the season when they were really struggling with their command. Well, in a little bit, you're going to get to see Kenny Schultz take the mound, and he was really a big story for when that started to switch as this one's hit up the middle, and that gets into center field. A leadoff single for Mason Onati, who went hitless in yesterday's game despite reaching base 3 times. Well, he is hitless no longer. Gets the first hit of the game and the first at-bat of the game, and it brings up the right-handed hitter Noah Ruiz with nobody out and a runner on first base. And quickly switching the ball, Nolan Bernard didn't like it and tosses it back to his catcher, Brody Sexton. The defensive lineup for the Woodchucks, Brody Sexton behind home plate with the man on the mound, Nolan Bernard, who I've mentioned. It's a righty-righty matchup with Ruiz at the plate. First pitch on the way, and it is high for ball number one. The infield for the Woodchucks over at first base, it's Anthony Quigley. At second base, Cade Baldridge. At third base, Dylan Schlotterbeck. And at shortstop, Ethan Guerra. As here's another mound visit between the catcher and his pitcher, as Brody Sexton just wants to make sure that Bernard is having the right grip on the ball. It is very wet out here, to say the least. But like I said, it's definitely not playing, coming down hard enough where you can't play the game. And that's what we're hoping throughout the night. Supposed to keep rain, but should still be able to keep the game rolling along as Mason Onati stands over at first base. He's a base stealer, so watch out for him to take off. Doesn't go so here as that pitch is a little away to bring it 2-0 for Ruiz. Ruiz still leading the Northwoods League in RBIs, but the man in second is on the other team. That's Christian Smith-Johnson, as this one misses outside for ball number 3. It's a 3-0 count, and so far, Nolan Bernard not showing nearly the control that he had in previous games. Just domination from Bernard. He has allowed no hits and just the one walk as that pitch misses inside for ball number 4. So it's a 4-pitch walk to Ruiz as Mason Onati will advance over to second base. That's a big one here is Nolan Bernard. He had not allowed a hit in his 7 innings. He had allowed just one walk in his 7 innings while striking out 8 up to today. He's already walked a batter and allowed his first hit of the season to Mason Onati. Right center field. That one's going back at the track. And did he catch that? No, it's off his glove, off the wall. And now caught up between the baselines as he'd gotten a hold of that one. He was running towards second, but Noah Ruiz was holding up there, making sure to stay on the base in case it was caught. So now they are loaded after a ball to deep center field bounced off the wall, but was just a single. And it looks like we might have to see a mound visit already, but we'll see what the decision is. Actually, it looks like they're sending out to center field to make sure that their man out there, Christian Smith-Johnson, who I just mentioned at the plate, they want to make sure he's okay. He's also a great defensive player, and we know that. It's not just the entire Northwoods League, and so you've got to watch to make sure that he's all right. And Smith-Johnson kind of just bent over right now with his hands on his knees, making sure that he's all right. Athletic trainers out there in center field. Again, this is not something that you want to see, especially in the first inning of a game. Well, I mean, you never want to see it, but in the first inning, it hurts even more. Rafters have the bases loaded thanks to the single from Ashton Zacher. He went first pitch swinging there. When I had talked to Zacher earlier, he was our pregame interview of the night, and what he had said is, he said, I like swinging first pitch. It's going to be oftentimes the best pitch that you see, and he showed that off right there. Sent one deep towards center field and tried to make it count, and he did. He got a single, but bases loaded with nobody out here in the top of the first. Still checking with Christian Smith-Johnson to make sure that he's all right back there, and Smith-Johnson, such a good player out there, and you just got to hope that he's all right. The Rafters have had some moments with him, and he has made a couple of highlight grabs and drove in a few runs against the Rafters. And you look at this game and the way that it's going, and still taking some time out there in center field as they're talking with him, and just want to make sure that he's all right. But you look at this game and the way that it's looking, it's such a big matchup for both teams. For the Rafters, you see them in the standings, and entering this game, the Rafters were still sitting in fifth place in the subdivision, but they're just half a game behind the Dock Spiders. They're just one game behind Green Bay. And for Wausau, the Rafters just 2.5 games back of the Woodchucks. Madison's still a little bit in the lead right now at 9-5 in first place, but, I mean, even them, they're only 3 games up on the Rafters. Christian Smith-Johnson staying out there in center field, so Rafters will be playing against him the rest of the game. And for the Woodchucks, you love to see him being all right out there. And so he is good to go. Well, you know, another thing that you think about is during that time, Nolan Bernard had a chance to kind of, you know, regain his confidence. Kind of treat this one as a new start. He'll come into it with bases loaded, nobody out, but based on what we've seen from him, he doesn't really seem to mind. But still hoping to get out of this. The Rafters, I mean, this is the great start that they wanted, but kind of getting put on a cold spot. However, if there's going to be a guy that you want to come up to the plate after a stop like that, it's Eric Parker, and that's who we're seeing right now. Bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the first. Still no score, and Eric Parker holds back on the swing on a breaking ball that misses low for ball number one. Parker, the right-handed shortstop, and it's a righty-righty matchup. From the University of Georgia, and arrived on Monday in Milwaukee, and he was picked up by the team bus there. It wasn't his best game, but to be fair, he was coming off of a flight earlier that day as a breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, and with the bases loaded, this is a key opportunity for Parker. And for Nolan Bernard, he's hoping for revenge, but this is going to be tough to do so as the pitch goes right on the inside edge for strike number two. Parker just trying to stay cognizant at the plate. And you look at his last game back against Lakeshore that last time up. It was a 2-for-4 day with 3 runs scored and 2 RBIs for him. 1-2 count is ripped foul down the first base line. so it stays. Bernard attacking the strike zone here after really failing to do so those first two batters. And if it weren't for what he kind of over-adjusted with against Ashton Zacher, he might be saying a different story, but first pitch against Zacher was ripped towards center field. So bases loaded, 1-2 count to Parker, and he misses. Couldn't quite get the foul tip like thought might be the case there, but either way, Parker heading back to the dugout, and there is out number one here in the first inning. That's a huge strikeout for Nolan Bernard, as now there is one out in the top of the first inning. Bases loaded with one away, and the double play is in effect here. So for Matt Pinal, the left-handed hitter who steps into the batter's box, got to be cognizant of that as this pitch misses upstairs for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Pinal, he has been hot for the Rafters. He's been swinging one of the hottest bats on the team as this pitch is in there for strike number one, moves it to a 1-1 count. Pinal, you talk about a good game last night. Well, would have been a night. It was like 2 nights ago. Back on Tuesday night, game that the Rafters play, Pinal went 3-for-4 as this one misses inside for ball two. It's a 2-1 count. Went 3-for-4 in that game with two doubles, three RBIs, and a walk. And early on in the season here, he's got a .462 batting average in his 13 at-bats. Still early in the season for him, but he's been impressing. 2-1 count is off the end of the bat, foul. Moves it 2-2. And Nolan Bernard, he is still looking to keep his scoreless record intact. He has yet to allow a run this season, earned or unearned. And Pinal has a good opportunity. Just has to send one high into the outfield if he can. 2-2 count. Well, the pitch comes in high. And that moves it 3-2. So a full count for Pinal. And coming up behind him will be Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, right fielder, he is hoping to see a plate appearance here. It's a 3-2 count to Pinal, and the pitch is high but fouled off by Pinal to keep it a 3-2 count. And that's certainly a pitch that maybe didn't want to swing at, but he was able to make contact, so he'll have a second chance. And you look back at last night's game, or 2 nights ago. Man, I keep doing that. Those two doubles, I mean, they were crushed. Out in Lakeshore, I mean, he was seeing the ball so well. 3-2 count, ripped towards the first base, and that gets on through into right field. One run will score, and they're going to hold Ruiz back at third, and probably the right idea there. It's an RBI single for Matt Pinal. And it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi as the Rafters have taken a 1-0 lead. It's the first run scored off of Nolan Bernard this season. And it's Matt Pinal who does the damage again. I mean, he has been incredible this year. And he's also a two-way player. Pinal, he is a pitcher for the Rafters. He started 2 games on the mound. Hasn't quite been as good on the mound as he has been in the plate, but still, he's been great. Even on the mound, he's been able to get some innings for the Rafters. One out, bases loaded for Kobayashi, who takes this pitch for strike number one. Kobayashi, the right fielder for the Rafters, and after a strong start to the season, slowed down a little bit, but recently, look at hit game as this one is a little low for ball number one to move it 1-1. And Kobayashi riding a small 3-game hit streak, but went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a walk back 2 games ago. And then last game, he had that 2-for-4 game as that one is just outside for ball number two, moves it 2-1. And Kobayashi, he reached base multiple times in the first six games of the season before he hit that cold spell. The 2-1 count is sent high towards right field. On the run, now stepping back in from the warning track. It's caught in right field. Should be deep enough to score the run, and it is. Ruiz is across home as that's a sacrifice fly from Hiroto Kobe, who send home Ruiz and make it 2-0 Rafters in the top of the first. Didn't need much. That's what you needed to do, though. Kobayashi gets the job done, and it brings up Chris Diaz with runners on first and second and two away in the top of the first. As he's been kind of an on-base machine for the Rafters, although he has gone ice cold as of late. Holds back on the swing on the first pitch. It misses low for ball number one. This is a very similar thing to what we saw with Kobayashi. Kobayashi, start of the season, he was getting on base nonstop. Diaz was kind of the same way. And then started striking out a little bit. But hoping that he turned the page last night as this pitch misses inside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count and not taking off from second base. Zacher, who stays on the bag, even though it got a little bit away from Brody Sexton. Ashton Zacher over at second base. Matt Pinal at first. It's a 2-0 count to Diaz, the Rafters center fielder. Bernard looking back to second, now gets ready to fire home, and this pitch is ripped into right field, but should be right at the right fielder, and it is, as it's caught out there by Ryan Pruitt for out number three. So the Rafters still do to score two runs. They score two runs on three hits, two left on base. It's Rafters as we hit the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters got themselves some momentum in the top of the first inning. They were able to manage two runs thanks to the three hits that they had. It was an RBI single from Matt Pinal. And a sacrifice that made it 2-0. Bottom of the first coming your way here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a little bit rainy out here, so if you're back in Wisconsin Rapids or wherever you are worldwide or tuning in to the game, glad to have you along, and hopefully you are staying warm inside, and unless, of course, you're chilling at the game here, in which case, thank you for tuning in while at the game. Kenny Schultz on the mound for the Rafters. He's going up against the leadoff man, Ryan Pruitt, and the first pitch is taken for strike number one. Kenny Schultz, man, what a story he is. The left-hander from UW-Stevens Point, a local guy that came to the Rafters as an intern. This one's hit up the middle, right into Schultz's glove. Couldn't quite catch it, and he throws it over to first for out number one. Actually, looks like they're going to say he caught that one out of the air, I believe. But either way, it's one away in the bottom of the first inning. Two pitches, one out. goes in as an F1 in the books. Comebacker caught by Kenny Schultz. So, brings up the right-handed batter, Dylan Schlotterbeck. And first pitch to him is hit to the right side of the infield. Right there is Pinal, and he will step on the bag himself. Three pitches, two outs, and that is what Schultz does best. He just puts the ball over the plate and lets the batters do the damage themselves. That's what's made him so dominant this season. And it's nothing special. He doesn't throw fast, but he changes speeds and he locates. It didn't take any pitches, just five pitches thrown in his bullpen session. I was there watching it as the first pitch to the right-hander Ethan Guerra is taken outside for ball number one. Didn't miss by much there. Guerra, the shortstop for the Woodchucks. It's a righty-lefty matchup. The first three batters, all righties for the Woodchucks. And this pitch a little low and away for ball number two. 2-0. Schultz has offered just one walk this entire season. And you talk about runs. He allowed just one base runner last game as this pitch misses high and outside. It's a 3-0 count. One base runner reached in his last game out. And in that game, he had a perfect game into the fifth inning. 3-0 count is a little inside for ball number four. That's just his second walk of the season. But with two outs, he's hoping that he can limit the damage here. And that's been the problem, though. Not that Schultz has offered a lot of free bases, but that when they do get on the base paths, they've been able to come around to score. He had a wild pitch back in last game that allowed them to come across the plate. Hoping to avoid the free pass here as this pitch misses high to Aiden Harris for ball number one. Harris, the designated hitter for the Woodchucks. Right-handed batter again, and it's a righty-lefty matchup. On first, Ethan Guerra. So watching for him to take off as this pitch is in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, and Ethan Guerra this season on the base paths. He's played in just two games, so hasn't had too many opportunities, but does not have a stolen base. The 1-1 count is in there for strike number two, and that's more of the location that you like to see from Schultz. After throwing five straight walks, he finally gets a couple of strikes here. Now working ahead in the count, 1-2 with the runner on first and two away. The pitch coming home. This one's hit to right field, and that drops down for a base hit. Guerra's going from second over to third now, and the throw coming in will just go to second base. And they've got runners on the corners with two away in the bottom of the first. And the hits, again, they haven't been many of them, but that has been when the base runners have come, mostly against Schultz. Schultz, you look at him this season, and he has allowed three hits to the one walk through his 9 2/3 innings. Hoping to finish it off here, and it's another righty against him, Cade Baldridge. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss to bring it 0-1. And Baldridge, he is the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Woodchucks. And when you look at this matchup, righties have definitely done a lot better against Schultz than lefties. When they've done damage, it's usually been them. A pickoff attempt back to first base. Keeps the man on. That's Aiden Harris over there at first. And you look back at the last game that was here at the Burrow, and, well, the Woodchucks did manage to steal a run in a similar situation when they had runners on first and third. That runner on first taking off for second, the throw came down there, and it allowed the runner from third to advance home. That pitch missing inside brings it 1-1 against Baldridge. So that's something that you've got to be wary of. The Woodchucks definitely have a lot of base stealers on their squad. 1-1 count with two away, and this pitch takes low for ball number two, and it's a 2-1 count. Talking about Aiden Harris, This is his first game for the Woodchucks. Just being activated today for the first time. And runners on first and third. 2-1 is a swing and a miss to bring it 2-2. And this is a key opportunity for the Woodchucks, as Schultz has been very good this season, and especially at keeping that pitch count low. So, honestly, you might be able to expect him to go through at least four innings. That's kind of the hope heading into this one, is you see at least four, if not five. And on a really good night, you might even see him go six. 2-2 came off the end of the bat towards the left side of the infield, picked up by third base, throw across the diamond, and it gets away from Pinal. So one run will score, and sliding into second base is Cade Baldridge on the E5, and just taking too much time over there is Spencer Davis, who is a last-second addition to the starting lineup. Can't burst, and it's now 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Rafters still have the lead, but damage has been done. And it brings up Anthony Quigley with runners on second and third and two away. So this a key spot for Rafters trying to get rid